Okay. So we're going to learn Perek Yud Aleph tonight. And Perek Yud Aleph is probably one of the least fun prakim. Painful. Actually, it's rather painful. It's painful in its brutal results. So let's go. Vaskil Chabina. I want to make you understand something. You know right away when he starts that way that you're in for trouble. Because this is not going to be the way that we're going to be able to attain Ur Hashem, to be able to acquire, to have the dwelling of the light of Hashem. Lies chofet b'chaye b'sarim, to have any desire for our physical lives, ubane umezayne, including children or parnasa. Ki al ze amru chazal, it is about this that chazal say, batel ritzoincho v'chulu. Mendel, did you close the door behind you? Did you make that mistake?
I closed it, but it wasn't
locked. Do you mind? Okay. Because about this, about what? About this issue of wanting to have a pleasant life, it's about that Chazal say, batel ritzoincho mipnei ritzoinai. Nullify your interests before his interests. Now, normally we learn that means your agenda should be secondary to his agenda. Make sure that Hashem's interests come before your interests, right? Even that is a big struggle. But what the Baal Tanya is saying here is no, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean place Hashem's interests before your interests. That's not bittul. That's not what bittul means. Bittul means
bittul.
Not having an agenda. Dehainu, that is to say, sheyeh ritzoinai bittul b'metzias, that your own desires should be non-existent. Ellen? V'lo yeloi shum rotzon klal. Look at these words. We should have absolutely no desires, binyanei olam hazeh, in matters of this world. Kulam, nothing. Hanichlolim, and he, just in case he didn't get it the first time, in parentheses, you morons, bibona chayu mezayna, even when it comes to the basics of life, health, children. Ukemay mechazal, this is consistent with what Chazal say, sha'al karchuch atochai, that it's completely against your will that you're living anyway, so live that way. Since you're here anyway against your will, you might as well live like you're living against your will. So stop looking for
contentment,
pleasure, contentment, satisfaction in the physical world. Now, why in the world would anyone buy this? So he explains. The explanation is, it's very logical. Hurak emuna emitis biyotze bereishis, because the true emuna in the creator of the world, dehainu, shehabriya yesh meayin, that this concept that the Ribbono shel Olam creates something out of nothing, hanikras, that which is called reishis chachma, the beginning of all chachma, that is that wisdom, she'ena musagas l'shom nivra, that level of chachma that no human being can really wrap their heads around, because it's the reishis of chachma. There are later forms of chachma that we can understand, but the beginning of chachma that emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that the human being cannot grasp. Habriya Hazois, that's the beginning of this creation. And that creation takes place b'chol eis v'rega, at every single second. Shemishavim kol abruyim yesh miayin. At every single moment, the Ribbono Shel Olam is creating and recreating the world out of nothingness. And that is coming mechachmasa yizbarach, from Hashem's wisdom, hamechaya es hakoil, that sustains and creates everything every single moment. Okay? That's a premise. Okay? He's building a foundation. The foundation is that the world is created every single moment from the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kishizbainin ha'odam ba'imik havanasa. If you really, really think about this, and a person were to create an image to use, as the Piasetz the Rebbe calls, our power of imagination. Mamish, see ourselves physically. Wow, I was just created at this moment. Haviyosai, me'ayin. Literally, if we were to believe what we say in davening, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is mechadish b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is constantly renewing all of creation, and it happens to be that most of us are proud of that. So we are created in each and every moment. B'chol rega v'gerega mamish, each and every moment, up at the top of page 232. Now, so if we are created and recreated each and every moment, the logical extension of that is, hey, yalel daita, how can a person begin to think, kiraloi, that something is bad for him, oishum yisurim, or any other form of suffering, mibon nechayim mizayin, in the areas of children, of life, of sustenance, oishare yisurim b'yelam, or any other type of suffering in the world. Why not? Because hare ha'ayin, that nothingness that we're talking about, from which the Ribbono Shel Olam brings forth the yesh at every single moment, is chachmasa yizbarach, that ayin, mi'ayin timotze, we all come from that ayin. That ayin is that which we can't grasp, which is the chachma of Hashem. It is the source of all goodness. It's the source of life. Ve'ayinig, and all pleasure. Ve'hua eden shalamayla mi'ayinim abba. It's the source of all pleasure that even supersedes the world to come. So, and that's where our creation at this moment in which we imagine our suffering is happening. That's where our creation in that moment of suffering is coming from that place of supreme pleasure, of that supreme goodness. So if a person who's being created from that source of supreme goodness and pleasure imagines that they're suffering, he's saying the person is living a dimion. They're crazy. How could you possibly think that you're suffering if at this moment your very creation is coming from the place of the ultimate pleasure and goodness? I am suffering. Rak. The reason is mipnei sheina musig. The reason is because, for this very reason, that source is the source that cannot be understood. L'chein nidma l'ira a yisurim. That's why it looks to us like we're experiencing something bad or painful. Avol be'emes, but in truth, ein ra yorin milamayla, there is no such thing as something bad that comes down from above. Ve'hakol toiv, everything is good. Rak shein musig, there are some things that are so good that they cannot be grasped. The goydloy, because of its immense goodness, v'rav tuva, and its immense goodness. The goydloy, because of its greatness and its immense goodness. V'zeu ikir emuna. These are powerful fighting words, guys. V'zeu ikir ha'emuna shebishvila nivra ha'adam. This is the main emuna for which humans were created. Lahamin, to believe, deles asar ponim minei, that there is no place void of Hashem's presence. Uba'or p'nei melechayim, and everything is a source of the light of the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al kena, for this reason, the premises, ois v'chedva b'mkoyim, that where Hashem really is, there is rejoicing and happiness. Hoyel v'hurak toiv kol hayom, because everything is good, all day long. V'alkein, for this reason, reishis hakoyil, the beginning of all things has to be sheyismach ha'odam, that a person needs to be joyous. V'yogel, and he should be happy, b'chol eis v'shoah, in every moment, in every hour, v'yachayim mamish, and he should live and create life, b'emunosoy, in this faith. V'Hashem ha'mechaya, who gives life, u'meitiv imoy, and does goodness with him, b'chol rega, and each and every moment. Umi shemisatz, if a person who is depressed, umisoinen and kvetches, marabatzmai, he is displaying about himself, sheyesh le ma'at rav yisurim, and he's showing that he has some badness in his life, he has pain, he has suffering, v'chosol yezatayver, he's kvetching about the fact that he's lacking something, hareze kekoifer chas v'sholem, he is a koifer, heaven forbid, he's a heretic, he's a denier, because he's denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of two things. Either he's denying that Hashem created him at this moment, or he's denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. Either one. It's kfira.
Why should we consider kfira if the Maisa Bemis is not? Just in him himself, he has this chesaron of emuna, the Maisa, the facts are true, that is good.
He, by saying, by kvetching, or by saying that he is experiencing ra, is denying the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Al Kain, for this reason, Herchiku Midas Ha'atzvus Bima'oid, for this reason, this character trait of depression is exceedingly distanced and revolted and disgusted and all those neat things. Bima'oid Chachmei Ames, through anybody who has Shaykhus with the truth. Aval HaMaimin, somebody who really believes in Hashem's creation, La Yachush Mishum Yisurim Ba'elim, he shouldn't be fazed by any suffering in the world, Ubichol in Yane Ba'elim, or any matters of this world, because Hein V'Lav Shavin Etzlo, yes and no are equal to him, Ba'ashva Amitis, in true equilibrium. It's called Midas Hishtavus, the attribute of equilibrium. Don't make no difference to me. Again, he goes back to this. Umi she'enloi, she'en shavenloi. And if somebody does not have this attribute, mare ba'atzma, he shows about himself, shuhum e'erev rav, that he is part of the e'erev rav, dilegamayu avdin, about whom it says that they did everything for their own selfish purposes, ve'oyev es'atzmai, and he loves himself, more, lotzeis mitachas yad Hashem, to go out of Hashem's protection, olachyos b'chayi avedis gelulim, and to live in the world of avedis zara, b'shvil ahavos yasatzme, because of his self-love. V'yal kein, and because of this self-love, hu chafetz b'chayi besorim, he much more would desire his physical pleasures, ubonim, mezoinim, and kids, and food, and all other good things, electronics, because that's better for him, and it would have been better had this person never been created. Because the main reason a person was created in this world, this is what we're here for, to be tested with these very, very tests, the pain, the suffering, and to see how we are going to react. So that the person should know as Asher Bilvovai, what's really going on in his heart. Im Yifne Lvovai Achrei Elim Acherim, will his heart stray after these foreign gods? Shehem, who are these foreign gods? Taivas Aguf, the pleasures of one's physicality. Hamishtal Shlem Sitra Achre, that are just an outcome of the dark side. And that's what he's going to choose. And along with them goes the suffering and the misery and the pain and the anger and all the other character traits that go along with it. Or is the person going to choose? im chefzei v'ritzoinoi lachyos chayim amitiyim, who does the person choose to live a true existence? It's just truth. He's not saying spiritual, it's lofty, it's just true. Truth is that I'm being created at this moment by the source of all goodness. That's truth. Hamishtal shalem elikim chayim, that stem from the living God, af she'ena yochel, even if he can't. Now there's various opinions in the commentaries on the Tanya as to what these three words. A bunch of the Tanyas don't have these three words. Af she'ena yochel, even though he can't. I mean, some explain this, that even though this is a very lofty concept and it's very hard to live there, the person strives and tries as hard as they can, as many times a day as they can, to remind themselves of this truth. Meaning, even if you can't constantly live in this reality, but at least we should be trying, we should be yearning for it. Or, im chefzei v'ritzoina, av she'ni yochel lachyos chayim amitiyim. Again, the same thing, whether or not these words are there or not. Even if the person's desire is, even though he can't live in the all the time in this truth, v'yamin shebe'emes hu chai bohem, to believe, to trust, that in truth he lives in this mindset, v'chol tzrocho v'chol inyonov, and all of his needs, and all of his concepts, mishtal shlim be'emes, stem in truth, beprote proteseim, in each and every detail, shaloi misitracher, not from the dark side, which would allow the person to live a life of coincidence and happenstance and victimhood. Kimi Hashem etzadigover, because from Hashem come all of our steps. Mitzadigover kananu ve'ein mila, and the pasuk continues there. V'imkein, and if we really ingrain and integrate this idea into our psyche, hakol toiv betachlis, everything is the ultimate of goodness. Again, rak she'ena musik. It's just that we can't grasp right now how that is. Now he adds another caveat. As you find this idea in many, many Talmidei Baal Shem, certainly of the first and second generation. If a person pushes and pushes and integrates this idea, shemamin, that what? That he believes shara hanidma bigoli, that pain, that evil, that those things that seem so obviously wrong and crooked and bad to us, but we believe that kol chiyuseu mitoiva elyoin, that all of the life source, even of those things, has to come from the one above, who is the ultimate good. Shichach Masi Yisboruch, as we've been saying, that is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'enu musegas, that we just simply can't grasp. V'hu ha'eden, and it comes from that place of Eden, shalamayla mayla mabba, that is even supersedes the world to come. I'm telling you, he says, Hare be'emunazu, if a person puts forth that faith, nichlal umis'ale be'emes hara hamduma b'toiva elyon agonuz, then in actuality, the experience of that pain and misery will be done away with in the goodness above that is concealed. So a person has the ability to transform, even experientially, those bad experiences, that they can turn into good if a person integrates this into their psyche 24/7. Now, this concept, go fast forward to letter Chaf Hey, which is on page 275. We'll learn this more be'in when we get there, but these two are very closely related. The bottom of Kuf Lamed Ches. Lahabinim Rebina. To try to understand Mashik Siv Besefa Nikrit Savois Rivash. This Savois Rivash was the what do you call that piece of wood that starts the fire? The cinder something. The Misnagdim took off like crazy on. So it's called the Tzava of Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. It's already printed in those days. It was the first, one of the first printings of the Torah of Baal Shem. Hagam Shebehemes Ein Tzavose. He says, even though that is not his will, it wasn't the will of the Baal Shem, V'leitziv Eklal Lefnei Petirosai, he commanded nothing before his death. Rakhem Likute Imroisav HaTahiros, those are, it's a gathering of the pure words of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Shalokta, Likute, Basa Likute, that were gathered, gathering after gathering. But, V'leyodu L'chavin Alosh Namatchunos, he says they did a lousy job in the language that they use in the Tzavos HaRivash. So he's not fond of the language used in the Sefer. Ach, ha-mechuvin hu emes le'amitei, but the points that are spoken about there are absolutely true. V'hu be'ektim ha'im chazal. I want to introduce this with the Maimer of Chazal, kol ha-koyes, anyone who gets angry, ki'ilu oivadakum, is as if he served, he worshipped idols. V'atam muvin li'yodibino, any, the obvious reason for this, for anybody who understands, is the fisha be'es kasai, because while the person's getting angry, nistalkim imenu ha-muna, his amuna has departed. Why does that have to be the case? Because if the person really believed Shemais Hashem Aisazais, that everything is orchestrated by Kodesh Baruch, he never would have gotten angry. Even if someone who is a freely choosing being cursed him, or beats him, or hurts him financially, that person is going to be culpable, whether it's in the hands of Beis Din or in the hands of heaven for his poor choice. Afal pike, despite that, ala nizik v'anigza min ha-shamayim, it was already decreed from heaven that this was going to happen to the person that it happened to, because otherwise it couldn't have happened. So that person's choice could not have been effective were there not a decree from heaven for this to happen to him. You realize that there could have been many messengers to carry out this mission. So whether or not it's that person is completely irrelevant. Not only that, even during that time that the person's being beaten or cursed, in that person there is the power, the energy of Hashem that's sustaining that person. Ki Hashem omaloi kalel, Hashem told him to curse. Ve'echan omal Shimi, where did Hashem ever tell Shimi to curse David HaMelech? Hashemachshav azush nafla l'Shimi b'libe imoichai, this thought that fell into Shimi's heart and mind to curse David HaMelech, Yod emes Hashem, that was Hashem put that thought in his head. V'ruach piva mechaya kol tzvom hech yeruchai shel Shimi, and the word of Hashem that sustains all of the worlds gave the sustenance to Shimi b'shal shidib b'dvar melech David during the moments while he was cursing David. Ki ilo nistalek ruach pivis b'chrega echad, because if Hashem's word would have departed from Shimi to sustain him at that moment, he would not have been able to speak a single word. So Hashem sustained him while he was cursing him. And he speaks here about the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov of that we learned about in Shari Yichud Ve'emuna of Lo'ilam Hashem Dvach Nitzah B'Shamayim, that this is all consistent with the fact that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sustains heaven and earth on an ongoing basis through His Word. The Yismach Moshe, the Eil Eruv, brings this Baal Shem HaKadosh, that Lo'ilam Hashem Dvach Nitzah B'Shamayim, that Hashem's word is forever continues to sustain, to create. It's not that he said it once and now the world is on autopilot. So he says, Ki hu omar vayehi hutziva v'yamid. The Pasuk Tilim 33 says, he said, vayehi, and it came into existence, hutziva v'yamid. He commanded that those words should continue to reverberate throughout creation. So he translates with this, the Yismach Moshe says with this, fabulous pshat in what happened to Korach, that the earth opened up to swallow him. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'imbriya yibore Hashem, if Hashem is going to create a creation, upatzatza adam, and the earth will open up. Why did he need a new creation to come into existence to swallow them up? Rashi says, Briya chadasha, it's a new creation. This P, Haaretz, is a new creation. The Evan Ezra writes that the word Bria comes from the word Ubara Oysen Becharvusam, which means to cut off. The word Bria here does not mean a creation. It means cease, the opposite of creation, ceasing to exist. Says the Yismach Moshe that according to this teaching, the Baal Shem Tov, both of these pshatim are true, even though they seem like opposite pshatim. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his words back from any creation, the creation simply ceases to exist. So what happened was, by Korach, Hashem took his word away from that spot. So that spot ceased to exist. So Korach disappeared. Because that whole area that they were standing on, Hashem drew his words away, and therefore, poof, they were gone, because whatever they were standing on just ceased to exist.
So how is it that they said the Medrash that says that they still hear the words of Korach?
They're in there somewhere, but that place is gone. The place that they were standing on is gone.
That's the Piyaretz?
That was the Piyaretz, he says. That's what it was. Now, the truth is that this teaching has many ramifications. He's just talking here, the Baal Tanya is telling us that this teaching of the Amuna, of Ikar Amuna, when he says the main Amuna is to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the moment, that every the world at every moment, and that as a result of this, that suffering doesn't exist, right? That all suffering is something that we are creating in our heads because we refuse to believe that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our good. There should be many other, and there are many other ramifications of this belief that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world at every moment. The most obvious of all them is what the Talmud Devar, what the Ramak points out, is who's sustaining a person while they're rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, it's the greatest insult to the rebellion is that who's feeding us while it's happening?
Isn't it the
Malach that he creates? No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Oh, right, the Malach that he creates goes
through creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the person while he rebels. He says that's the definition of Noisei Oven. The Rebbe Shalom sustains us while we sin against him. But what we're pointing out here, this is obviously the definition of Hashgacha Pratis, as the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught it and was obsessed with it. And the reason for it, as you see here in Igeres Yud Aleph, is that the ramifications are so far-reaching. If a person can really get, if we could get this idea through our heads, that we are created each and every moment anew by the source of Mekor HaChayim V'Atoy V'Einig, and the only reason that we're feeling what we feel is because we can't wrap our minds around it, it would change our lives dramatically. And by not doing so, we're Kaifrim and Eruv Rav and other beautiful insults. But the fact is that we have to have the humility to recognize that it is the truth, and that by believing in that truth, that we, this is to be Mamtik the Rav B'Shar Shay, that's a language of the Talmid Baal Shem, to sweeten, to temper the harshness in its source by raising it back to its source, and then even experientially, Mirtz Hashem, we will only experience Ach Toy V'Chesed Yedefuni Kol Yemei Chayav, that we should be pursued strictly by pleasant experiences and goodness.